Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Cruise FM presents The Locker Room with Lachlan Cross, Grant Johnson, and James P. White. Brought to you by Always Plumbing and Heating. Thinking about a new furnace? Get a free quote at alwaysplumbing.ca.
You gotta come on.
Hold on. Is it Friday?
Oh, yeah.
Boom, 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 boom.
Come on!
Bang, 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 bang.
Here we go.
Good morning, Grant.
Good morning.
Still cold. It's going to ease off on the weekend, though.
Okay.
That's what they're saying. Hold on. Let me just double check to make sure they haven't extended this extreme cold thing that we've been dealing with the last couple of days. No. Friday, minus 19, done. Minus 9 tomorrow, minus 4 on Sunday.
It's a little warmer.
A bit warmer, yeah.
Yep.
Bit of a break from it. I don't mind it when it gets cold like this, but it can't go on for 2-3 weeks.
No.
Like, we've had times in the past, right, where
I feel bad for the dog because I'm like, I'm not taking you for a walk.
I did yesterday. Yeah. But by the time we walked around the block, which was like we were out there for maybe 10 minutes, he was like shaking his feet.
Yeah, he was done. He didn't put his boots on.
No. No, I don't. I don't do that. He hates those things. That was a waste of 50, 60 bucks. So they just sit in a bucket now.
Yeah.
With the dog's name on it. The other day I went to take him for a walk and he wouldn't leave the house.
Oh, really?
And he looked at me like, I'm like, come on, come on. And he just looked at me like, what is wrong
crazy?
With you, old man?
Yeah. I'm not going out there.
It's warm in here. There's food in here.
This is everything I need.
Yeah.
And now, The Locker Room presents Star Wars News. Now, your host for Star Wars News, Kane Grant Johnson.
You didn't actually think we'd put you in charge of the Falcon thing, did you, James?
You can't even reach the controls, man.
All right, The Mandalorian Season 3 has a premiere date. So Season 3 of The Mandalorian will debut on Disney Plus March 1st. It'll be coming out. They just announced that. The third season, they said, it's going to take place following the events of the Book of Boba Fettish.
Okay.
So if you watch the Book of Boba Fettish, they kind of turned that into a Mandalorian show near the end because it was sucking. So they brought in Mando to save it.
Yeah, that's right.
They're going to take place following the events of the Book of Boba Fettish. They were last seen reuniting with Baby Yoda. Very excited. March 1st. Season 3 of The Mandalorian.
Thank you, Grant.
Will be released.
What the hell are you doing?
Normally, we would have somebody that's really into Star Wars report this news, but for whatever reason has completely neglected his duties as the head of Star Wars.
Because this has been news for a couple days here, and nobody on the show has brought it up.
Waiting.
I'm going home.
You're in the locker room on 95.7 Cruise FM.
I'll start with the audio from the TikTok video, and then we'll get into it here.
Nice. Ooh, naughty. Pepsi and milk. Pilk. That is one dirty soda.
You know what? Here's the thing, kids.
Lindsay Lohan.
That's a paralyzer.
Without the fun stuff.
We've been doing it for years.
So
we put booze in that.
Yeah, it seems gross without the Kahlua, though, doesn't it?
Yeah,
I or the vodka. Drink that.
What is in a paralyzer? Because now I'm confused.
A paralyzer.
Because a friend of ours drinks them all the time, but I think she does them with vodka, doesn't she?
Yeah, because you put Kahlua and vodka, milk and Pepsi, a little bit of Pepsi.
So you put soda, liqueur, so Kahlua, and then vodka and milk.
Vodka. Okay, so it wasn't a. Do they have a rum paralyzer?
You can do rum.
I don't think it
would. There are rum paralyzers.
It was
like
never
spice rum is sometimes used.
It was never
and
my
a white
drink.
Russian doesn't have the
Pepsi.
The Pepsi in it.
That's just cream and Kahlua and vodka.
I'll put a little Coke in my eggnog and rum though.
Okay.
I do that sometimes, and then it's like a little paralyzer. Yeah, but without the alcohol, it sounds kind of gross, doesn't it? Just Pepsi and milk mixed together?
It sounds stupid.
So Pepsi is trying to promote this. They're calling it Pilk, which sounds awful. And if you post yourself drinking Pilk and hashtag Pilk and Cookies, you get entered to win some money from Pepsi.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Well,
what if not worth it?
What if you put a little vodka in it?
They will never know, right? You ever like go on a paralyzer run?
No. Honestly,
there was a stage in my life where I was really into the paralyzers, but
see, yeah, I've been on a beer run for most of my life. Well, at Christmas time I'll have rum eggnog, yeah. But I'm not a guy that does.
You don't mix it up at all.
In my 20s, I kind of got into it for a bit. Like I'd have that instead of beer at the strip club, but.
A paralyzer at the strip club just sounds gross.
That just does.
Sitting in Perv's Row drinking a cup of milk.
Now, here's some shit that didn't make the show.
Call in and have our seats reserved.
You reserved seats at the strip club? No, you didn't.
A couple people have sent Zambuca paralyzers. Ew.
Oh, that sounds gross.
I can't do Zambuca.
It's so gross.
Yeah.
It's one of the only boozes where I'm like, somebody gives me a shot, I'm like, I'm not doing that. Zambuca. I remember that time that Tyler guy walked into the brew house. I was hosting an event, and he ordered like 80 shots of Zambuca.
Oh, I remember that.
And he put him on the bar, and then his wife, who's now his ex-wife,
yeah, and everyone. And
he went, hey, you got to tell my wife that you bought these. I was like, I don't want to take credit for Zambuca shots. And nobody drank them. They sat on the bar.
They sat there all night.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't do Zambuca. That's one that I had. That's one that I got sick from.
It's black licorice. It's gross.
It's just disgusting.
The only time I do black licorice is Tiger ice cream.
I like that one time I was at Ryder's for a New Year's party where I lost my cell phone and ended up in a snowbank.
Oh, that's because you won that bottle of Zambuca.
And... I drank half of it, and I have never touched it since. I actually threw the bottle out.
Yeah.
I have so much booze in my house right now. Like, I legit have 20 bottles of booze I will never drink.
Give me some.
Well, I might I might just bring it in, and I'll let you guys. Well, you know what? The kids are coming home.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm going to just tell the kids.
Natasha likes to make different cocktails, right?
I'm like, when you guys come home for Christmas, you guys have to drink the booze that's been sitting in the
that we moved from one house to another.
Yeah. It's just sitting there. So you guys got to drink it.
Drink more.
Parenting.
The
Locker Room with Lachlan Cross, Grant Johnson, and James White. 95.7 Cruise FM.
We're calling our boss's fiance?
Yeah. They got engaged a couple months ago, I believe.
Her name is Lindsay.
Good morning.
Good morning, Lindsay.
How are you?
Good.
Doing pretty good.
Good.
Yeah.
You planned a party?
Yes,
for
I
our
did.
Boss, Chris Myers. He's turning 50. Is it actually his 50th birthday tomorrow?
No.
Okay.
No.
But it's next week sometime?
It's on the 20th.
Oh, okay. We're a little early. But
that gets too early to Christmas, yeah. And then people can't attend and stuff, right?
That's fine. All right.
That was it. It was the Christmas party. I wasn't really sure when your guys' Christmas party was going to be, so I kind of had to, like, you know, roll a dice and be like, let's pick a little bit earlier.
So, his favorite hangout is a place called Franco's, right on the West End.
Sure is.
All right, and we're gathering there, and it's kind of a big deal. And he hates all of this, right? Like,
he despises it.
Yeah, he can't.
Yeah, he handed us the invitation, and he was like, "I didn't want this. I don't." Lindsay's making me do this.
Yeah, this wasn't my idea. Yeah.
Okay, but as it like creeps up, he's like, Lindsay, like, I'm actually kind of excited.
Yeah.
I'm like, I knew it.
Is it going to double as a gout support group?
Definitely a possibility, a strong possibility, because most of the people at Franco's have gout, right? Is the guy with the oxygen tank going to be in there?
I'm pretty sure. You know, they advertised his name on that.
They put him on the board.
Really special board. That's a big deal. You know, like every time we go there, their specials have been stagnant there, like for years. And so for somebody to go and erase it and put Chris's birthday on there and advertise it for over a week, I mean, I could just imagine what kind of West End dive bar people are going to show up on his behalf.
Well, and this is an open invite to everyone from the locker room, all the locker room listeners.
Show up?
Yeah. Like,
it really is.
Franco's
it really is.
5 o'clock Bud Light's on special, yeah. Apparently. Come down, watch the game with us. Right?
Let's do it. You know what? Let's make this guy turn it in style.
Turn it into a rager.
We did have one question, Lindsay, while we got you on the phone.
Just one.
Yeah. Kind of personal, but
you knew this was going to get awkward, right?
So he revealed to us at one point that his first radio name when he was on air was Mad Dog. And so we need to ask, in the bedroom, do you call him Mad Dog and does he bark?
Damn right. I have that man on a leash. He is my Mad Dog now.
If you want, I can bring my dog collar and leash it for him.
Oh, stop it.
I got
Why do you have to ruin
Jimmy,
everything?
Don't you worry.
Lindsay, do not encourage him. All right. Well, we'll see you. Can I bring, I got a present. Can I bring booze down to the Franco's?
As a present.
You know what? When I've been at Franco's, I've seen the weirdest shit brought in. Oh, can I say that? Sorry.
You can say that.
I have seen the weirdest things brought into that bar. I've seen people bring in the meat from across the street. I've seen people bring in their own mugs. So I'm sure that Franco's West will allow Chris's crew to bring in whatever they want.
We will see you on, we'll see you for the game tomorrow.
We'll see you for the game tomorrow. Thanks for calling and giving Chris a hard time.
There you go, Lindsay. And I'm glad you put this thing together. It'll be a lot of fun. We'll go get stupid. I'm breaking my Franco's cherry. I've never been there.
Yeah, me neither.
There you go. All right. We'll see you tomorrow.
You know what? You're going to become regulars. And after 50, I'll remind you guys kindly. Have a good day, guys.
Thank you, Lindsay.
See ya.
Bye now.
Okay, bye.
I love the dive bars, too.
Oh, yeah. They're the best.
Yeah, I've heard good things about Franco's, so we're looking forward to the party. Study King Grant Johnson.
4 in 10 people worldwide believe in witches.
What?
Yes.
That's pretty severe, is it not?
It seems like a lot, but it's worldwide, right? So they were breaking it down. They're like, in this country, 9 out of 10 believe that, whereas in Sweden, 1 out of 10 believe that. But yeah, worldwide, 4 out of 10 believe in powers of the witches.
It is actually a religion to some of the people that do a Wiccan. So witches, so it's actually a religion to them, like no different than Christianity.
You know who's a Wiccan?
Who?
Sully from Godsmack.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
He's what's a male witch called?
Warlock.
Warlock?
I don't know if he is like
practicing.
Do you have to take a course to get the warlock status? It's a weekend thing. Strip mall university. Is there anything online about that, or
about
am I
him?
Making that up?
Yeah, it's Godsmack lead singer Sully is a Wiccan. In the Wiccan religion, there's a threefold rule. Whatever you send out, whether it be good or bad, comes back to you three times.
That's just karma.
In the song, Erna had released demons from his body. Yeah, you might be a witch.
I believe in karma.
That's also the thing, like The Secret, like there was a book that came out, The Secret, that dealt with, like, you know, what you put out in the universe comes back to you. So if you focus on you're poor all the time and you're always going to be poor, if you like, it's kind of,
I believe that
positive,
though. Do
positive
you believe,
and negative,
like,
energy.
I don't believe in witchcraft. I don't believe that people have superpowers,
but karma.
But I truly believe that if you put a certain amount of negative energy out there, you receive it back. If
look
you
at
put a certain amount of positive energy.
Hippies on this show, because I totally believe that if you're putting positive energy out, you receive better things. If you're always negative about the world, and maybe that's just a viewpoint. If you have a negative viewpoint, everything's going to appear bad, right?
If you get up in the morning and say, "Oh, I'm going to get fired," and then eventually you will, because you're focusing on it.
I've witnessed it myself. I've seen it when I get into a funk, when I get into a into a headspace that's negative. I've seen
bad
it's
stuff
harder
happen.
To get out.
Like it's and
I've seen it bring on that negative energy. I've witnessed it. I feel bad for people that aren't self-aware enough to shake it, though.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Oh yeah.
Because it
It is a thing, and it's the more like if you wake up in the morning, I'm gonna have a bad day.
Yeah,
today sucks. You're gonna have a bad day.
You are gonna have a bad day. Yeah, if you get up in the morning, you go, today's gonna be a good day. We're gonna have fun today. Today's gonna be a good show, which I try to do every day. Then you definitely you will bring that
changes
energy.
Your day, yeah.
It does. I don't know if that makes me a Wiccan.
No, I don't think I don't think that does, but that is a belief with them and but other religions too, which you put out will come back to you.
They yeah. said women, urban residents, and younger people are more likely to believe in witchcraft, supernatural powers.
Have you
so
ever
these
met
4 in 10 actually believe that there are people out there with powers that can to inflict harm or to...
They can sit at home in the kitchen and, yeah. and brew up some batch of something that's going to make Jimmy
there,
poo his pants.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, there is positive and negative witchcraft or whatever. Like, that is a thing. Like, yeah.
I am shocked you believe in witchcraft.
Yeah, that was no, not what I expected to come into work today.
No, the
in
thing
here.
Is, though, is I've met people to practice. That's
oh,
the
wait.
Thing.
He's from Tabor. They burn them there, right? They put them on the. Wasn't there a whole story about that in the movie and the witch hunt trials?
We stopped doing that a few years ago.
That makes sense. He's from Tabor.
Of course Jimmy's trying to convince us that this is something that's
you got to watch out for them.
I know people. I've met a couple of these.
I've
witches.
Actually legit have. And like, yeah.
Do you, but hold on.
Do you I believe people that people believe it. Like, it, like that.
But do you believe that there's
that
people out there that can put a pin in a mannequin?
That's voodoo.
Same
that's,
thing.
Do you
no,
believe?
That's a little bit different.
But do you believe in witchcraft? That there are people out there that can inflict harm
yeah.
onto you by chanting things and
yeah.
Oh my God,
that's the Tabor.
No, it's different.
There's not a day. I swear to God, there's not a day.
I expected him to fight us on this.
No, it's. Read my prep. Don't say it out
okay.
loud. There's a line in there that we didn't bring up.
Oh, yeah.
About
those who are...
Yeah.
There's a story here. I just searched...
You're a gift.
I just searched Tabor Witch.
You are a gift, Jimmy. What's her name?
Tabor Witch. Witches
Thelma
in
White.
Alberta speak out about their ways and differences. Lindsay Jackson, mother of two, who is a witch living in Tabor, Alberta.
So the question wasn't not whether or not it exists. We know that it
Everyone
exists.
Everyone knows it exists.
I brought up an example.
Sully.
Sully from Godsmack believes in witchcraft. He's a practicing Wiccan. The question was, do you believe that there are people out there that can put warts on my dick by making a potion at home?
I think so. Like,
That's what the question
like
was.
The Ouija board is a tool of Wiccan, and I've
and you
seen,
believe the Ouija boards?
I've seen weird, like it's yeah.
Okay, we'll leave it at that.
All right.
Now I'll turn the music up and we'll yell at Jimmy some more.
The Locker Room presents The Grant Report for JT's Bar and Grill, where good people come to enjoy the best food and drinks with other good people. Now, Grant Johnson.
It's a very special day today. A day to pay tribute to those special people who see us at our best, but also at our worst, who are there to celebrate with us in the good times and to cry with us in the bad times. Your 18th birthday party, all the biggest sporting moments, weddings, anniversaries, maybe even drowning your sorrows after a breakup. Whatever it is, these people are there for you. Well, what's so special about today, you might be asking? Well, today is Bartender Appreciation Day. You know, Bartender Appreciation Day wasn't always a day. It was actually created by Sailor Jerry. And I wanted to read a passage from Brother Sailor Jerry today on this special day. So Sailor Jerry once said, "Here's to the men and women who give up their nights out so we can have ours, who make our drinks, pour our shots, and give us nightly meals of nuts and pretzels.
We honor their hard work and unwavering patience. Without them, we would be out on the street, or even worse, stuck at home. To all the bartenders out there, today is your day. We'll see you later, and thank you for not judging. The Grant Report is brought to you by our merchandise, shuntware, glory hole wear, and stuff you might not be embarrassed to wear in public, all on our merch page. Find the link on our social media.
You're in the locker room with Lachlan Cross, Grant Johnson, and James White. 95.7 Cruise FM.
So, what's the bald... Prince William?
Prince William, yeah.
So he's the one that's married to Kate, right?
And he's the one that's in line to take over from Charles.
From King Charles! They were at a Celtics game. They're opening up some, I don't know, clinic or something down in Boston.
Yeah, it's their first trip to the USA in a long time.
And they got booed. I think it's over, honestly. I think the love affair for the Royals is going to deteriorate drastically with
also,
King Charles at the helm.
That's Boston. And they will literally boo anybody.
Fair.
Like Boston, if you went to Boston, you'd get booed.
Boston sports fans are brutal, right?
Yeah.
So
I think it's over, though. I think the cracks in the ship are the woman that used, like, what was it, her handmaid or something? What was the queen's, what do they call it?
She was an aide. She was Prince William's godmother.
Yeah.
She had to step down because she wouldn't stop asking someone that worked for them where she was from. Where are you from?
She was like, Britain.
Britain.
I'm British. I'm British.
I was born here.
No, where are you from?
But where are you people from? So they were saying Boston, too, that a big part of why they booed him is because the Irish roots of the Celtics.
Oh, okay. Okay, that makes more sense.
But no, but I do see the cracks. Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
But of the Royals, they are the more, at least so I've heard, they are the more popular.
People wanted them to skip Charles and go straight to William.
They
as
are
king.
The more popular.
But I think Mama was basically holding the dikes up.
Queen Elizabeth.
She was protecting the royal family, and she had it down. She was around for 96 years.
Yeah.
And she was, what is it, 70 plus years or something like that? She was the queen.
Yeah.
I think she was basically she was the rock of the royal family. And that, I mean, come on. I know nothing about the royals, but that's obvious. And with her passing and with Prince Charles, now King Charles, taking over the lead, the main role, yeah, of the royal family, the face of it, it's gonna disintegrate quickly because he's just a raging dick.
Like, I know people who are from England that hate him.
He's not likable.
People are mad at Harry and Meghan now, too, because they've been crying about, like, we don't have any privacy. We don't have any privacy. And then they do a reality TV show or whatever.
Yeah. I think there's...
If you want privacy, maybe don't do documentaries and reality TV.
Or podcasts every week. Yeah,
like,
yeah. Where you talk openly about all your issues with the royal family. Yeah. Yeah, and release books and...
Books and everything else.
And go on Oprah. Yeah. Oh, you poor...
Oh, yes. You want your privacy.
We feel so badly for you. Yeah. You're billionaires.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. It's over. I think we can... It'll be interesting to see how... You heard what's happening in Quebec right now, where they're refusing to swear allegiance to the king.
Oh, really?
There was one, I think, or maybe two, and now it's being fought because... If you win, if you win a by-election right now, you would have to basically stand up and swear to.
Oh, the Parti Québécois,
yeah,
denied entry.
Yeah, so that's going to get fought in the courts. It'll be interesting to see how that all plays out because I think some of those rituals are going to go away.
Yeah,
especially in Canada. Anyway, that's my thoughts on it.
It's your thoughts.
And I'm 100% okay with it.
If you don't want to get booed, don't go to Boston, though.
It's a good point.
Boston or Philadelphia.
It is Boston, but I think it's a sign. Do you think they would have done that to the Queen?
Yes.
Do you?
It's Boston, man.
Okay.
They're rough there.
All right.
Or in the locker room on 95.7 Cruise FM.
A bunch of trailers dropped in the last week or so. One of them for the upcoming... Oh, I should have got one of you to grab it. Can you Google it quickly? When's the new Indiana Jones coming out?
Indiana Jones, The Dial of Destiny.
Number 17.
This is coming out June 30th.
This has got to be his last. He's 80.
Well, with the de-aging technology, which is what they did in this new one. They used the de-aging technology to take away his wrinkles. And
there was also a funny scene that sort of ties into one of the past ones. You remember the one where he, the guy does the sword thing and then he pulls a gun out...
Which apparently was all, like, ad-lib.
Oh, was it? Okay.
Yeah.
There's a scene on the trailer, obviously from the movie, where Harrison Ford... What's his character's name again? Indiana Jones. Sorry.
Really?
Really? If you think I'm drunk.
So he was like...
Yeah.
Brings the whip out, and then everybody at the table pulls a gun out. So a little bit of a callback there to the original movie. Yeah. Anyway. So it's out this summer?
Yeah, this summertime. I'm excited for it. I love the Indiana Jones movies. Not so much the Crystal Skull one with Shia LaBeouf, but...
That one was a little weak,
wasn't it? How did you not like that one? Because it was aliens, and you guys are all about aliens.
No, that one wasn't good. It wasn't very good.
Yeah.
But I'm excited for this one.
This one looks...
The Dial of Destiny.
It looks funny.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm glad they're still...
The de-aging thing, I...
Have a problem with?
Well, the only thing was, like, remember that 14-hour movie with Robert De Niro?
That was wildly disappointing because that was
The Irishman.
The Irishman. That was a whatchamacallit movie.
Scorsese.
And, yeah, it was hard. It was hard to watch.
But the thing about the de-aging with that one was, like, so they de-aged Robert De Niro's face, but you can't de-age his body. So he's, like, trying to fight somebody, and he looks like a young man on his face, but he's moving like an old man.
It was the walking away.
Yeah.
Right? Because there's a thing about age that you can't stop
hide.
It.
You can't
stop how you walk.
Yeah.
Right? And it does...
He was shuffled away.
It does have an impact on your gait, for sure. I've noticed it. I've noticed with how I move.
Do you? Yeah.
For sure.
A little stiffer, maybe?
Well, yeah. Like I said, I walk
starting
with a...
to shuffle.
I walk like there might be a broomstick up my ass. Yeah.
In the locker room with Lachlan Cross, Grant Johnson, and James White. 95.7 Cruise FM.
Crypto. This year, I dipped my toes into crypto. I'll explain why. Mm-hmm.
This so was stupid. Not a Lachlan Cross sitting at home going, I should get into crypto.
No. So what happened with me getting involved was we had this guy, I do this podcast in the afternoon, okay? And we had this guy on the podcast that was a crypto guy.
Mm-hmm.
And he was very energetic, very like, you gotta get into it! You gotta get into it! And like almost, like it was a lot. Mm-hmm. It was a lot to deal with. So he gifted us, everybody on the podcast, he gifted us crypto and set us up with a wallet. So you need this thing so you can exchange in it, right? I can't remember the name of it. It doesn't matter. Stay away from it. I'm not here to give people advice on how to get into crypto.
You're not trying to talk us into it?
I'm explaining what happened. So that literally, I think it was about a year ago that he gifted it to us. And I didn't even look at it. And I was on the phone with Dean from the podcast, and Dean says to me, he goes, man, I just sold my crypto that so-and-so, Ralph or whatever, gave us. And I'm like, what? You sold it? He goes, yeah, I made like $1,000. I'm like,
oh, is it gone back up or what?
No, this was last year.
Oh, this was last year.
So I'm like, you got to be kidding me. So you got $1,000 free dollars.
Yeah.
Because he gifted us 500 each, and he got a $1,000. So I'm like, maybe I got to get into this. So I got into, I watched it for a bit, and it kind of went up and down, right? And then at one point I thought I had an extra couple bucks, and I threw some money in there. So I added some money to it. I can't remember what it was. It was a couple $100s. And I literally legitimately sat there and watched it go up and down for like a couple of months. And I was obsessed with it.
It's fun to watch.
It's stupid.
Yeah, but we had some, and we still have some. And for a while, it was really fun just to watch go up and down and
get
tempted to sell. And
so I would check it like a couple of times a week, and I'm like, oh, what? Look at that. I made this one. Oh, hold on. I lost some. And then in the summer, it started to just crash. Mm-hmm. And this is how cheap I am. I had no, like, real no investment in it, a couple of $100s, but I remember keeping track of what it would have been, like, what I had in there when I put money in myself.
Yeah.
So it got down to a point where it was like literally $25 away from being what I put in there.
Mm-hmm.
So I had lost everything I had been gifted.
And just had what you put in.
And I just had what I put in. So I was like, I'm not doing this. I'm getting out. And I was too stressed about it. Okay. Why am I so stressed over a couple $100? This is ridiculous. So I pulled the pin. And I have been, like, I'm not the type of guy that should be promoting any kind of currency, you know, mm-hmm. regardless if it's stock markets or I just don't know enough about it. And I was reading this story, and now it's like it is melting down. It is crashing. People are losing billions of dollars. Yeah. I think that we're watching the end of it, right? And the funny thing is you still have people. Like, I still hear people going, it's going to be this. If you don't get
Buy it now.
Apple? Remember the guys that bought Apple at the beginning? They're all driving Lexuses now. You better. There's still that
kind of has
pressure.
That multi-level marketing feel.
Yes.
With, like, I have groups of friends who they're like, we get together and we trade crypto and we're all going to be millionaires. And no, I haven't heard from them in a long time.
No, they are not.
I've not heard from them. I mean, there are people I'm sure that made a lot of money, or that kind of like the stock market. When it's down, they'll buy a bunch and then it'll go up. And
have lost billions.
Mm-hmm.
So the article I'm reading today, this morning, when I got in. Was guess who's making money from crypto?
Rich people.
Nope.
Who?
Lawyers.
Oh.
Because of all the bankruptcy claims.
Yeah.
Because people have literally gone bankrupt because of the investment into crypto.
Well, we had Chainlink.
Get out.
And just a couple $100s.
Yeah.
And it was fun to watch. And at one point it was worth like $8,000 or something. And now I think it's worth like...
Probably what you
couple
put in.
$100.
Yeah, it's probably down to ground zero. You
don't even check it anymore.
Just get out of it. Like, don't do this, folks. Please, for me. Like, I'm stressing out for you. I don't even know you, and I'm stressed out for you, even if you've only got a couple $100 in there.
You know what it is? You got into it, and then it crashed. Because whenever you get involved in something and throw money into it, like,
it might be something
like
to
Netflix
that.
Went up because of you.
I even said when I bought Netflix, because you had said, oh, it hasn't gone up for 10, 12 years.
Yeah.
I got in. What happened? A month later, they increased it.
Mm-hmm.
The monthly subscription.
It's crazy to think how long it took you to get on Netflix. Remember, like, it's kind of like Jimmy with the Midget at the Movie situation. We would be talking about these Netflix shows, and you're like, I don't know.
I'm not spending money.
I'm
with
not
you.
Spending
I,
money.
I think the only way you... wasn't the only way you got into Netflix was your mother-in-law?
I gave him a gift card.
Everybody gave me
for Christmas
gift
one
cards.
Year, I gave you a gift card.
So I got the subscription, and I didn't have to pay for Netflix for about 9 or 10 months. That's how much... Because everybody was like, you got to get it. So I took all the cards, the gift cards, plugged them all in, and I literally had free Netflix for almost over half a year.
Mm-hmm.
So you're destroying our economy. You doing Netflix, it goes up, and now all of a sudden you're destroying cryptocurrency.
I'll warn people if I get into anything else.
Never start drinking Pilsner beer.
Yeah.
I almost bought Lucky when I was at Costco.
Did you?
Yeah. Well, because... Bud Light's at like $80.
Yeah, last time
$79 or something.
I actually
like
bought the Brew House Pilsner, the blue can.
That's the 48.
Because I was like, it's like $51 for 48.
It was 52 or $48 or something like that.
Yeah, I was like, I can stomach it.
So Lucky and Pill were 55 or 56 or something like that at Costco.
They're always way cheaper than your Bud Light, your precious Bud Light.
Yeah, and if you stay away from Pill.
I don't know what it is about me and and the wrestling. Grant brought it up yesterday because he was laughing after we had Massive on, and the two of you were trying to do your little wrestling skit.
You and Massive thing.
I'm going to take that belt from you, and I'm not scared of you.
I'm going to suplex you to a table.
And I just get instant, like,
awkward.
Like a rush of anxiety. I
think you don't like when people are pretending, right? And what they're doing when they're pretending.
I'm going to take that belt from you, and there's no way you could ever.
So it's not pretending.
Stop it. I can't do it.
Yeah.
I can't. So
I think part of your anxiety is you hate the wrestling nerds. They annoy you.
No, I think it's more about just like you guys are playing. You're pretending. Like
You know what?
It's not pretending.
It's the same. Listen to me. It's the same thing when I have to interview people that are playing a character.
Yeah.
I've hated it. I've had to do it a couple of times. It actually
His name? Didn't you interview
Ricky?
The guy from Vancouver. He wears the plaid hat all the time.
Nardwar. The human serviette.
Yes. And he was playing a character.
It was one of the worst days of my life.
Yeah.
And didn't you do it? And Ed the Sock.
The Ed the Sock one.
We had him on this show.
Yeah.
That was awful, too.
Yeah, that wasn't good.
Awful. So we had an opportunity to speak. Ricky's got a new movie out from Trailer Park Boys. It's a Christmas movie, something about a Christmas in a van.
Okay.
Can you look it up? It actually looks really funny. It's all Canadian made as well, and there's a couple really good actors in it. But he was coming on Dean's podcast, the one that I do in the afternoons. And I was stressed out. I called because Dean sent me a note. He goes, "We've got Ricky from Trailer Park Boys on to talk about his new movie."
Rob Wells,
yes. And it ended up not happening because we had technical issues. We couldn't hook up on his computer, right? Because we do all that on Zoom, and it's just a form of Zoom. Doesn't matter. But I was like, I phoned him, and I'm like, "We don't have to talk to tell him he's not going to be Ricky, right? Tell him, please. I don't want to sit there." And the only one that I've ever been able to wrap my head around, for whatever reason, is Diener from FUBAR.
Yeah, because he plays his character on the show, and that works.
But he is that guy.
He also is kind of that guy.
Like he became Diener.
Yeah.
So we've even partied with him.
Yeah. That was the only time. And yesterday, when you brought that up, you loved how awkward I got when the two of them were going back.
As soon as Jimmy did his little wrestling skit thing, and
I'm going to get you.
I could just feel you dying inside. You
just
shriveled up like a raisin.
Just the worst. I can't stand it. It's part of the reason why I don't go. Army Chris goes every time, and he sends us videos. I can't watch them. I can't watch it. I don't know what it. What is that? What is?
I think it's you're just a horrible person. No,
I don't know. I know the feeling.
I can't bite.
You would have.
I think authenticity. I want who are you? Be that person in front of me. When people are fake, it drives me insane. When I know what they really think and how they really feel, if they're not portraying that, when I see people interacting that I know that hate each other, and they're like, "Oh, Jennifer, get in here, give me a big hug. Oh, I love you. Oh, you know what? I just love coming to work every day with you." And I know that they can't stand each other. I literally want to puke.
Are you the same way? Because you've been in radio for a number of years. Like
decades.
The fake TikTok.
Oh,
like the
that drove the, me the, nuts.
The fake voice, like people changing their voice when they go on air.
Yeah, it drove me crazy.
There's some people that get stuck in that too in radio. To them off air, and they're like, "Hey, Grant, how's it going today?" And
I know guys like that.
14 degrees out today.
They're still in radio.
Yeah.
There's still guys like that wandering around that think that they got to put on some kind of a voice.
Or what drives me, I think it's just inauthenticity.
That I don't like.
And the same way, if I see, I'll see the Oilers playing a game, and I'll see a tweet, and it's like, "Great work out there, boys, today. You really left it all on the ice, and hearts on your shoulder, and, it was a tough one." And I'm like, why are you always positive about this? Like,
You get angry about...
I get angry about the, like, the fake...
The fake stuff, too.
That really touched my heart. Like, by the way, it's called Vandits. The new,
Vandits!
It's not a Trailer Park Boys movie.
No.
But Rob Wells, Ricky from Trailer Park Boys is in it, and it's on Amazon Prime.
It looks really good. For me, I have an appreciation for somebody's ability to play another character, though.
Yeah.
Like, if you're good at it, like those guys, like Bubbles and all of them, I never watched the Trailer Park Boys.
I love Trailer Park Boys.
That's a whole other story. I lived that. I didn't want to watch it on TV. So, but I have an appreciation for you being able to stick into that character. I just don't want it in the room with me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I can't handle it. Do it for camera, for the job. I can't wrap my head around it.
I'm kind of the same way, like with that.
No, you're not.
You're not at all.
Life is pretend.
No, with like the,
here's the delusion.
The midget shows, like the you know, Little People, Big World, and the Little Chocolatiers, and everybody, all the shows that people want me to check out.
No, you
drives
just,
me insane.
You just hate little people.
Yeah, you're just racist against too. Little people.
It's not racist. I don't think it's called racist, but.
Well,
you're in the locker room with Lachlan Cross, Grant Johnson, and James White. 95.7 Cruise FM.
Hello.
Mad Dog.
I don't know who that is.
By the way, a number of listeners are texting in. Is there a dress code for tomorrow's festivities at Franco's?
Is there a dress code? You know, probably no pajama pants, but other than that, you give her.
All right, we'll see you tomorrow.
Okay. Bye.
Might want to reserve a couple of tables for locker room listeners.
Sure. Sounds good.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
In 19 days.
All right. Did he just hang up?
Yeah.
That's it for us, eh?
That's it for us.
It's a busy weekend. You know, we got Monster Pro Wrestling tonight. You know, at the Alberta Avenue Community Center.
The Monster Dome.
We got a Mad Dog's birthday. And if you're bored, we've got the Jedi Jimmy podcast that came out last night.
I've never been that bored.
And by the way, I'm actually really still mad at YouTube for doing the Star Wars news. And you bloody well did it. And you didn't even mention the Jedi Jimmy podcast.
Okay.
I don't know. I just ruined my day.
I did the Star Wars news because it was news for 2 days and you never mentioned it to us. So we thought we just better do this to get the information out to people.
Because I usually tell you that stuff and you guys ignore me anyway.
It was 7 p.m. last night and we get a video from Army Chris. Jimmy is stripping in his living room and Army Chris is yelling, "We're the only two people here."
It's just muscle memory. When a song comes on, clothes come off.
Metallica, get another chance to win those Beat the Box Office tickets with Auntie Shirley. 4 o'clock, she'll play a tune. Text the name of the song to 780-989-0957 for a chance to win. You have to be texter number 95. We may have tickets for the Kenny versus Spenny show.
Yeah.
At Century Casino on Wednesday next week.
We're just not sure yet.
We're just not positive on that yet. We kind of shoehorned our way into that as a locker room presents, and we're not getting a lot of cooperation. Have a good weekend, everybody. We're back on Monday.
See ya.
It must be Friday.
One of my top 5 most played songs this year, once again.
So be it. Have a good weekend.